Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My apologies.
No, Ryan, really.
He's not even waiting for
Ryan.
You now.
No, you do. I don't know why I thought I should just start talking.
What?
But I did.
You, by all means.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'll let you lead the whole segment. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go push this button that unblocks the phone. Unless there was something else you wanted to talk about first. I didn't. I just assumed that you were.
Well, I did have a few things that I wanted to bring up, but we can save that. We can save that because we got to give away Cardinals tickets right now.
Well, this is up to you.
Yeah, you're right. It is up to me. Mm-hmm. And I am going to go ahead and say, let's do the tickets. And then we'll talk about our personal grievances later. 314-241-9797.
Yes, we will.
314-241-9797. That is the number to call if you want to win tickets to the May 8th Cardinals game versus the Mets. That is next Wednesday. 314-241-9797. Be the 13th caller. And back to you.
I don't think that's how this works.
You know what? You're right about that.
Take it away.
Is not how this is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. But that is how we did it this time. And I genuinely forgot that I should not stop or not just start talking at the beginning of a segment because it's the Andy Fry Show. Usually the host starts the segment.
This is the Ryan Wiggins segment, though.
You're right. And it's not even Wiggins America.
All right. Annie Fry has she's just taken by your brilliance, and she faints.
Mm-hmm.
The show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, you fainted. It must be because of my brilliance. I come to that first. Then I ask you, Brad.
A self-compliment?
Yeah.
Then Annie just hit the deck. I am so good.
Let me. Anytime a girl passes out, I'm like, dang, I'm good. Sometimes it's medical. Do you want me to read my pizza story? It's coming apart, Brad.
For the record.
Well, get it together, Ryan.
This is the Ryan Wiggins segment. This right. One has his name all over it.
Yeah. She fainted. She's doing fine, but she needs you to keep the show going.
Oh, okay. So I could talk about polling. That's what I would normally go to.
You just got
to
go.
But here's what I would like to bring up.
Are you talking about polling is your crutch?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's always new, so it's okay because it's constantly changing. Brad, what is the number one pizza chain in the United States?
Pizza Hut.
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang.
Number one pizza place in the United States by total number of locations. This is from Wiggins America.
Like,
it's leftovers.
Is it going to be like leftovers?
Yeah, it's leftovers. It's not Domino's, and it's not Pizza Hut.
Is it going to be like Hunt Brothers pizza?
It is Hunt Brothers.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's as far as that story goes, which is why I didn't do it in that segment, because I knew that there's not really anywhere to go with it.
I've never heard of it.
Hunt Brothers Pizza?
It's usually attached to like a service station or a convenience store or something like that.
Like
it's
Godfather's Pizza?
Yeah, in that way, yeah.
Yeah. It's usually a gas station, bowling alley, places that already exist, they have Hunt Brothers inside.
9 minutes.
Well, according to Real Clear Politics,
this dude can't ever stop talking, and then you give him the air, and he just can't find the word. He's like,
"This is the moment you've waited for. I'm on the floor dead."
What do you think about RFK Jr.? Here's where I'm going to take this. Do you think that he is?
Why are you cracking your knuckles?
I do that all the time. I just usually don't do it right on the mic. Right now.
I've never heard you do that before.
I'm super nervous, yeah. Guys.
Ew.
That was four fingers.
Oh, gross.
What do you think about RFK? We may have talked about this in a poll, but it was a little bit ago now. Is he hurting Trump or Biden more? Because I can't figure it out according to polling.
According to polling, he helps Trump significantly.
Because in the
Trump goes from being up 9 or up like 6 to being up 9.
In the more recent polling in some of these swing states, like in Michigan, for instance, it looks like he's actually swinging the vote to Biden. In some ways, and that's including West,
are you looking at?
And that's including Stein. So they would be obviously leftists. This is from a couple weeks ago. The more recent ones are from The Hill and Emerson, but the one I'm talking about is from maybe Harvard Harris from a couple weeks ago.
I can't fault you.
Yeah.
Since you didn't prepare for this segment.
Yeah, thank you.
But you were excited to do it.
Well, I do love talking about this stuff.
But the latest polls all show that when you add in the third parties. It dramatically helps Trump. Like, dramatically.
Well, the West and Stein certainly do. It's RFK that I just can't figure out. Because when you add him in for most states, it does seem to maybe add a point for Trump, at least. But the more recent ones, and a lot of the leftist stations talked about this, people are swinging to RFK from Trump now. Which is why I think you've seen Trump attacking RFK a little bit more. The most recent polls, though, just since I pulled them up, are from The Hill, Emerson, and they all are favoring Trump. So the narrative that, like, Biden is starting to close the gap, it's just a narrative.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Well, it just depends on do you believe the polls or do you trust the polls or not? Are the polls accurate?
Yes. That is all true also. But if you follow polls like I do, they are leaning in the direction of Donald Trump still. I hear sound, so I'm not sure what's going on or if I should continue to talk.
That was just the sound of the boom moving.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm waiting. I'm just seeing.
No, you go. You're doing great.
Am I? I don't feel that I am.
Feels great.
I don't know.
You have stuff.
I don't have no. This is nothing prepared. There's nothing prepared in this segment.
You literally said during Wiggins America that you had more stories.
Yeah, that was it. The Hunt Brothers pizza story.
The one that you literally just did that story and said, this is why I didn't do the story.
Yeah.
But you told us earlier on air, off air that you still had more.
That was the one. That was more.
So you had sitting on deck a story that you knew you shouldn't do, but you volunteered the information to us that you had more?
Well, I knew that if we needed an extra 30 seconds, there it was.
Dude, if you're going to offer content to me, I need to know if you have a 30-second limit tops.
I'm gonna go back and check and see if I actually said that during that segment. Oh, I got so much more.
It was off the air.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can't prove it, but.
Do you want me to take it back over?
I do. I think St. Louis does.
No, they're gone.
Also true.
How about that winner? Jeremy from Festus.
Jeremy from Festus. Hey, good job, Jeremy from Festus.
From Festus. Is that in the DMA? I don't know anybody from Festus.
Hello, Festus.
The YouTube live chat poll?
Sure.
Which political party is the cool? Which one do you belong to? I think you're kind of hurting the cause.
I'm a Democrat.
Yeah. Well played. On Twitter, I put this out, and I said, the first question I asked is, like, does it matter if a party is seen to be cool? I think that the Democrats have relied on being the cooler party for the majority of my life. But I really think that they've shed a lot of that kind of aura about them where they're the ones who want to let you. Like, well, the idea of being a classic liberal. The idea where, you know, you just do you. Get out of my bedroom. Get out of my house. Let me live my life the way I want to live. The left, in its entirety, wants to control every aspect of your life that they can get their fingerprints on. That is not cool. And all you, I mean, it's disgusting to have to reference it. But in order to really drive that point home, Drew Barrymore.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
Please clap. We all need a tremendous. Does Drew Barrymore think that Hamas just needs a hug?
Yeah,
it's incredibly possible she
Have
does.
We thought about sending her over to try?
Yeah.
Would she want to? I doubt it. It's I don't know if it's ignorant or if it's out of touch, which maybe could be the same thing, but not necessarily at the same time. When you're sitting eyeball to eyeball with Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, and your policy is the world needs a hug and we need a Mamala, that's not cool. That's not cool.
It is, though, exactly what you should say if you have a midday talk show and you like to sit down on the floor with your guests. I mean, that is like, okay, Kamala's coming in. How do I work in? You're the Mamala of the country. Because it's pretty much going to write itself.
I don't, if you've got the celebrities on your side, that's supposed to be an asset. I don't think that Drew Barrymore saying that about Kamala Harris is an asset to Joe Biden's case.
I don't know that being a celebrity anymore is an asset. I think celebrities kind of lost their cool factor, and I think that happened in 2020. I think it happened during the lockdown, and they're like, hey, everybody, just stay home. It'll be fine, from their big multi-million dollar mansions.
While they were recording Imagine?
Yeah. Do you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger sitting in his hot tub and his in front of his mansion smoking a cigar? He's like, I don't see why you want to stay home. He's not a big deal.
It's pretty good.
Just, he also like right, cussed no, you out no, for no. going out, didn't
you
he?
You be quiet. Now you do the rest
yeah,
of the
show. Yeah,
you do the rest
show.
Of the show. That's all I've got.
Like Arnold.
As Arnold, please.
That's all right.
Get to the chopper.
Do it, but talk about Huns.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pizza.
I don't know anything about Hunt's
Neither
Pizza.
Neither does Ryan. He did a story on it.
Most popular pizza chain in the world.
It's pretty good. Can I tell you why I like John Mayer so much? One of the reasons? Because when everybody was, all the celebrities were going around singing that Imagine song, and we were all supposed to have a freaking Drew Barrymore world hug watching them do that. He did a video, a separate video, where he sang Imagine by Ariana Grande. And he was like, oops. I don't even know the song. But he's on there singing this, and then he's like, wait a second.
You know what? I think I'm making a connection here for the first time. The 15 days to slow the spread, the we're all in this together. That really was like the leftist utopian moment.
Yeah.
That they loved.
They had everybody.
not only having everybody, but we're all going to feel our way through
this. Just making that connection.
We can
now
pretend that we actually care without actually doing anything, and we're in complete control.
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect leftist moment.
Say something like Arnold.
Yeah. Not too much.
He can't. It's
too much. Not a tumor.
What's he saying in the new commercials, the Super Bowl ad?
I haven't seen that one.
I can't remember. The title of this segment?
It's not a tumor.
Yeah. It's not a segment.
T-U-M-O-H.
We're just
going to
avoid this one. Yeah.
A-H? I don't know. A-H,
yeah.
It's not a segment.
This is not going to translate in words.
Get to the bumper.
Yeah. I said I was going to tell a story on my kids. It's just a brief one. But, you know, we're working on getting somebody on, hopefully with the FBI, who can talk about kids and the internet and, like, the real stories, not just the horror stories that you fear could happen to your kids or anecdotes that you've heard from people about, this is what my kid went through or this is what that kid went through, and you're trying to keep your kid from going through everything. Last night I had a friend of mine came over to pick something up, a costume that we had for their daughter to be in a school play. And you could see through the front window. It was dark outside, so you could see through the front window. My son was doing his homework over there. And he had his hand down while he was sitting at the desk. He was writing his pencil, and he was writing with his right hand, and he had his left hand down. And it looked like he was, like, texting on his phone, like, while he was it looked like he was hiding it from where we were. And I go from outside, "Hey, get off your phone!" And then he just lifts it up slowly and makes direct eye contact with me. And it was this calculator.
Oh.
I got told, and I was wrong. And he, the pride that my son felt, and I could see it in his eyes, that he's like, it's not only not a phone, it was a calculator. There was immense pride. And I was like, oh, I blew that one. I blew that one big. And he, like, walked around. This is what 14-year-old boys do. Like, walked around the house. Is like, "Hey, Mom, remember that time?" It was like, "Yeah, it was 45 seconds ago, kid. Go do your homework." But we would love to. We're going to try to get on somebody from law enforcement to really talk about the real stories behind it. And if we can, I want to do it in a way that we can maybe take some questions from you, either through the Annie Fry YouTube channel, possibly taking phone calls, although that's sometimes gets a little more cumbersome. So if you have questions or stories that you would like me to know, you can contact me on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Or if you have any ideas of who you would like or who would be a good resource, we're open to talking to anyone, because I really strongly believe that this is one of those areas that is not talked about enough, that you can become very heavy-handed on how you manage these things out of fear. But what's real? What is actually occurring? I've heard so many different stories, and I just want to pepper law enforcement when they come in to talk about, like, the actual stuff that's going on. So if that strikes you or strikes your interest, reach out to me and contact me, and I'd love to hear your story and possibly utilize that to get more awareness out there for other people. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan or I will host the next segment and do some crash course research here in the break. You good?
If you want to keep a show, you should host the next segment. You should lead the next segment.
Is this Celine Dion?
I don't know.
I haven't heard this song since 1996. Carl gets the keys to the music on the show. Really? What would you call this segment? I gotta go. There were nights when the wind. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Ryan?
You want me to tell a story, or you want to go?
Yeah, do you have a story?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do. You sure?
I'm sure as I've ever been.
I don't know how I feel about this, guys.
We moved my mother-in-law to Collinsville last weekend.
This is a real story. Okay. I was going to say, if it's made up, I wouldn't be so specific with
we had to rent our U-Haul. We did the whole thing. It was last Saturday. We did pretty much the whole day. We get done using the U-Haul, unload the truck, and there was very little left in it. There was a box spring and a mattress that we were going to take back to our house just across town, and there was a dolly. We park it.
Like a little baby dolly?
No.
Oh.
No, what you'd think.
Parton?
No, this was a dolly that you use to move furniture.
Hand cart.
A hand cart, sure. Okay. A hand truck, as some people would say. So we were borrowing this from our neighbor. It wasn't the U-Haul one. It was very specific. It was very old, green, kind of chip paint. He had some stuff on it. So we left the truck in the parking lot to go run to the store real quick. We run back out. We didn't look at the truck. Drive the truck home. Get home. The back door is open. The dolly is gone.
Oh.
The mattress and the box spring are still there.
Oh, bummer. Wait, you want to keep them?
We wanted to keep the mattress and the box spring. And the dolly, for that matter.
Yeah.
We get home and we go, oh, no. First thought was, we accidentally left this back end open, and on the drive, the dolly fell out of the truck.
You have to backtrack?
We started thinking, like, wait, no, I remember latching that thing before we left. We always do. So where in the world would this would have come open? Well, we think when we parked that truck, we think a homeless person saw that truck and thought, this is a truck full of stuff. I'm going to open it and steal from it. We assume what happened was they opened it, realized there was nothing in it, and took that dolly, just the dolly.
Why do you think it was a homeless person?
Because I saw a homeless person walking by it and
eyeing
it.
With the dolly?
No, I didn't see it with the dolly.
I would have led with that.
So we've retraced our steps to make sure it wasn't our fault, and we definitely would have seen the dolly fall out of this truck and cars going everywhere. It wasn't us. So we're 99% sure that it was stolen. We go to church the next day, and also I haven't told the guy whose dolly it was that it was missing. So we go to church the next day. There is a dolly, old, chipped green paint, sitting at our church. And I thought, this is a modern day miracle. How did this thing show up
was
at
it
our
that
church?
Dolly? Is the same one?
That was the end of the story that I thought, oh, this is going to be it. I thought this would be a great story. And this is why I didn't tell it yet, because the ending is not as I would wish. I found out that was not that same dolly. It just happened to look like it. And I almost stole from my own church, taking that thing home. We did file a police report, and they said, yeah, it was probably a homeless person. We'll go look in the woods behind that store, and we'll probably find it.
They're not looking for your dolly. They're not looking for a homeless man or woman with a dolly.
They told That's you we about the woods so that you would go look and find it.
That's what we were told. He said, I'll look sometime this week. So we'll see what happens. This drama is still unfolding.
You were right, Brad.
Yeah.
I do hope you find your dolly.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to feel bad if it's like if you misplaced it and you found it where you left it and you realized that it wasn't a homeless person?
I am going to feel really bad if that happened. But we're pretty sure that that is not what happened. The police officer, for what it's worth, told us that, yes, there are homeless people right behind that store. Yes, they are sleeping in tents behind that. And yes, they do steal. So my guess is that he's like, I bet that they did. And one of the reasons he thought maybe they did is because he told them they had to move. So they took the dolly to move their stuff. Yeah.
It's like the gods gave them a moving truck and a dolly.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And they had to steal to get it. But hey, I guess if you're going to give it back, it would just be borrowing. And we're halfway through the segment there, and that was for you.
It's a great story.
You're welcome.
Have you ever had anything stolen from you? Like, not
that's the biggest thing I've ever had stolen from me.
That's the worst theft experience was a
I have had
card.
Two other things, and both times I get so mad. And I mean mad. The other time was that I left my car unlocked at one point, and somebody opened the door and just took all the change out of my cup holder. The other time was somebody scraped my sticker off of my license plate. That's the only other two times.
Oh, yeah. You got to score those so they can't.
What does that mean?
So you
put your license plate sticker on there, and then you cut across it with a knife, put cuts in the sticker. So if they try to peel it off, they can't get the whole thing.
That seems illegal. Can you do that?
No, that's actually recommended.
Recommended?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Have you ever had anything stolen from you?
The closest I came to having something stolen from me was whenever I came across the homeless guy sleeping in my work truck.
Did he have a dolly?
He had all of it. He had
Wait,
every...
was this yesterday?
No. He had...
What are the odds?
Oh, my gosh.
And when I say sleeping in my work truck, it's a single cab pickup truck, and he was sleeping across the seats on the inside because he pushed the little vent window open and got in.
In your truck?
In my truck. And I walked up and I was like, I don't remember leaving a t-shirt. That's a person.
Oh. I remember this story.
What happens when you open your, I mean, that's very violating. So what do you do?
What do I do? I bang on the glass and get real loud and aggressive and like, what are you doing in my truck?
What would you want your wife to do?
Leave and call the police.
Or you.
Call a man.
Yeah.
No, just call the police. I don't.
She'd probably call me.
What if a lady police shows up?
She's lady police. She's trained. She can handle that. She's beautiful, bold, and brave.
I need the police.
I love that you're like, first and foremost, she's stunning. No, that's exactly the right advice. Do not mess with the list. I would absolutely be like, well, actually, no. I'd be like, get the hell out of my, what am I doing? I gotta go.
But that was essentially my reaction. Yeah. And this dude had, like, if there was an item of clothing in my truck, he had it on, and his pockets were full of my change.
It was Ryan.
Really?
I was like, are those my gloves? He's like, yeah, I was cold. I was like, take them off. Put them on the hood of the truck. What else am I? Is that my scarf? Yeah, take it off. Put it on the hood of the truck.
Did you yell at him like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Yeah. Take off the scarf.
Take it off. Get out of the truck. Do it now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Is that my change in your pockets? Yeah, I was cold.
Empty the pockets.
Change from Ryan's car. Yeah.
So I told him, like, and he had stolen stuff. He put it all on the hood of the truck. And then as he's walking away, he's like, hey, man, is there any way you can give me like a dollar for some food or something? I was like, you're lucky I didn't call the police and have you arrested. Get walking.
My gosh, how bold.
Yeah.
And beautiful and brave.
And beautiful and brave. Yes, that was what I was going to say next. Have you ever had something stolen from you?
Yeah, my car.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you would absolutely have said something to this
you
guy.
You had to be furious.
I was pretty mad. I was mad. I was downtown St. Louis. It was after I got off work at 4 o'clock, before I was ever on air full time. Let's see, that would have been 2012. I wasn't anywhere near a microphone at that time. I was 7 months pregnant. It was the middle of April. Jensen was born in July. I was that much pregnant. Visible, for sure. 4:15 in the afternoon, Cardinals day game, had just let out, people everywhere, and there's an unmanned gas station that's right by the last on-ramp to get onto the Poplar Street Bridge. How do you say that street? Gratiot. from the Annie Fry Show traffic department.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first report he's ever done.
Yeah.
Your toys.
Yeah, it runs parallel to Gravois.
That's the gas station I would go to because it was right there by the on-ramp to get on the Poplar. And the gas pump on that car was on the passenger side. It was a beautiful April day, and I had the windows down. I had taken the keys out of the, this was a car that needed to have the key in the ignition. It was like a 2010 or something like that vehicle. And I had tossed the keys into the cup holder. So they weren't in the ignition, but they weren't on my person. And a car pulled up on the opposite side of the gas tank that I was, the pump that I was using. So I'm on the north side of the pump facing west and facing east. And this other car pulls up to use the pump on the other side facing west. So we're facing opposite directions. And I had taken note there was a car over there, just like you would. And there were two or three individuals in that vehicle. And one of them got out and walked past me and was like, hey, do they have a windshield washer thing here? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's right over there. So I tell him, like, go over here. They go walk over and get it. And then he starts walking back. And when he starts walking back, instead of going to his car, he comes towards my car. And I'm like, he's going to try to wash my windshield. I don't have any cash. I hope this isn't, there's no like conflict here or whatever. I was just going to hang up the pump and put it away. And he's walking towards my car. He got in my car. And like I said, I had the windows down and I'm belly out pregnant. And I lean inside the window and I'm like, get out of my bleeping car. And I am screaming as loud as I can, trying to make a scene. And he picks up the keys and he puts the keys in the ignition. And I'm screaming at him. And this probably all took about 12 seconds, maybe. Felt like a much longer time. And as I was like leaning in, to just like my hands on the window, leaning into the car, screaming, it occurred to me that there were more of them that had come in the other car. And I'm like, they could push me in this car and drive off and I'm toast and I'm pregnant. And I've told my daughter she saved my life that day because the maternal instincts of I need to protect this baby fortunately overcame my arrogant, stupid self. And I backed off and he drove away and he had my computer, my laptop computer, my camera. My son was a ring bearer in a wedding the weekend before. My DSLR camera was gone. The car seats, the pack and play that was in my car, my purse, my wallet, my phone, everything. Just drove away with it. And I was left standing at this gas station with nothing. Nothing. I didn't have a phone to call anyone. Then you start thinking, like, truthfully, ask yourself right now, how many phone numbers do you know? I knew my parents' home phone number. I knew all of my friends from grade school's home phone numbers. Like, I could have called them, like, hi, Mrs. Crouch. Hi, Annie, how are you? I haven't talked to you. You know, I could have called any of them. I knew my mom's work phone number. I knew my dad's work phone number. And I ended up finally getting hold of my mom. But I had to, this other woman came up to me, and she was driving a school bus. And she goes, did that guy just steal your car? And I'm like, yes! And everything that was in it. And she goes, oh, I thought that was a domestic dispute. I was like, no! And she's like, she thought it was my baby daddy. And I'm like, if it were, why would we be allowing them to just drive away and leave pregnant lady standing at a gas station in downtown St. Louis? She was very sweet, but I was that way.
Get in the school bus. We'll get him.
And this woman let me use her phone. A crowd of people helped me and tried to comfort me and calm me down because I was, I don't know that I was, it's, this is maybe not be surprising. I wasn't like sad or scared. I was pissed.
Yes, exactly.
I was so mad. And after the initial thing, my mom ended up coming from, she worked at a hospital north. And so she came and got me and I got in the car with her, and it wasn't until later that day that my thoughts started to catch up to me and kind of spooked me more and made me feel other emotions than the initial, like, I wanted to fight somebody. I was going to go in that car and pull him out by the ear, which is so stupid. Like, listen to me. If you're in that situation, abandon ship. Nothing in there is worth the life that you have, and especially in that instance, the life that I was carrying, because these people, don't have a future to look forward to in their minds. How that story ends for them, they got nothing to lose. And if you have a nothing to lose mentality, they don't care if you lose things in the process. And it was infuriating. It was incredibly violating. I did end up getting the car back within 2 days of the insurance saying it would have been a total loss. And the insurance company did not total it for me, which was interesting because it had bullet holes in it. It had casings in it. It had bullets in it. It had weed in it. It had condoms in it. It had about six other sets of keys in it.
So they used this for other crimes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I guess that's common. I guess that's what you do.
They had a full tank of gas. Because I had just put
a full tank
of gas in it. Like, the second I pulled the pump, I shouldn't have pulled the pump. The second I pulled the pump out, he was in there starting it, and he coordinated that very well. He knew what he was doing. Totally cased the situation from across the street. I was, like, so ripe for the taking. Then they took that car. Later on, I spoke to some detectives, like, a year and a half later, and they said that they had pursued it multiple times downtown, but the speeds of the chase got so out of hand that they had to cancel the pursuits. And they had a whole bunch of other sets of keys. They were able to tie a whole bunch of car thefts together because of my vehicle. And I mean, when they found it, it was in Soulard and it was less than a quarter tank left. So they just ran it till they didn't need it anymore. They'll go do it to someone else. And then when the detectives came to see me, it was probably like 18 months later, they asked me to look at a lineup. And it was like a paper lineup of people. I didn't have to go look at actual people in the lineup, but I picked out the guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like the old TV, like pick them out of a lineup thing. It's real.
They had six to seven papers of mugshots.
Oh,
people.
You were looking at papers. They weren't standing there. Gotcha.
I heard you say
it. I missed that part.
It out loud.
Yes,
right?
You did.
Make me feel like I'm crazy. Put the papers out there, and I could immediately eliminate the majority. It came down to two people, and I told him initially, I'm like, I don't know that I can do this. I mean, it was so fleeting. It was probably 18 months in advance, and he had done this to a bunch of other people, aggravated burglary, had possession of a firearm, so on and so forth, and they told me at the time that they were going to ask me to testify at a grand jury trial. I was like, okay, and then I never heard from him again.
All right, your story was better. Barely.
Yeah, but mine didn't have Dolly Parton in it.
No. Yeah, because that's what I was talking about.
You were?
Speaking of listening. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's my car theft story downtown. So
I'm almost glad to hear that you were that mad, because I got furious over this stupid dolly, even to the point that my kids asked me, like, oh, what would you have done if you had saw him, Dad? And I know in that moment, it's probably a teachable moment. Like, oh, this is what I would have turned the other cheek, son. I was like, I would have walked up and punched that guy in the face as hard as I could, and then we would have fought. Because I really was that mad. And I have no clue who it was. I have no clue if it was that guy that I saw. I mean, I wasn't paying close attention to him. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup like you did, but man, was I mad.
Yeah. I still know the guy's name. I looked him up on Case 9. I'm not gonna say it here, but I still know the guy's name.
Brad Range.
No. No, it wasn't. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will discuss which political party is the coolest. Does it even matter if the political party is deemed to be cool, or even more importantly, uncool? Tell us what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Which party is the coolest? We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I got to ask you, Brad, first, which political party is the coolest? And then also, does it matter if there is a perception of cool or uncool?
That's the Republicans. The Republicans are the coolest. Democrats are lame.
Bunch
of woke scolds telling you what you can't do.
Dude.
Won't leave you alone, all up in your business.
Easy, dude.
Dude.
You told
Republicans
them,
are the coolest.
Does it matter?
Not really, no. The people that this matters to can't vote or don't vote anyway, so.
Ryan?
Third parties.
Why?
Because they're I'm not even part of anybody's system. It's all the outsiders. They're the cool people. So, and yes, I do think it matters.
It's kind of lazy to be libertarian. It's kind of ignorant to be libertarian just because you want to be an outsider. It's like faux outsiderism.
Yeah.
I think it's cooler to be like, I 100% believe in XYZ, and this is why it matters to me, and I don't care what anyone says about what they think about my political affiliation. You know, libertarians will tell you that they're libertarian before they'll tell you their name.
Agreed. It's like CrossFit.
And they won't stop telling you. Like, they'll, as a libertarian.
Yeah, and it's annoying, though, because there are so many aspects of libertarianism. Like, when the Ron Paul revolution was going on, I was like, hey, I like a lot of this stuff. But you also knew these things are just going to have to be engrafted into probably the Republican Party.
Let me reiterate here, just so that I don't, that somebody says, doesn't hear what I didn't mean to say if I said it wrong. But I'm not saying that libertarians are ignorant. There are people who espouse libertarian because they don't want to be a part of the Republican or Democrat Party, but they are usually fiscally conservative, socially liberal, and they don't want to be all headfirst diving into either party. I understand that. But there are other people who want to be libertarian because there is this like element of cool that goes with it that isn't studied. So just know that I respect you if you choose not to be a member of a certain party and you also choose not to live in a binary system, but you're probably not the person who is always like, hey, I'm a libertarian, like all the time.
Yeah, libertarianism is not always lead with libertarianism, which is, I think, what you're talking about. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who lean libertarian for sure.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what it's, they debate well, actually.
I think it matters which party is perceived as cool. I wish it didn't, but I think it does. I think that there is a youth vote that is going to find that the Democrats are completely uncool under Joe Biden. And Democrats and third parties in our poll with over 200 votes are tied at 23%.
Huh.
And Republicans at 53% are the coolest party, according to our vastly Republican audience. But that's okay. We love all of you. Just something to consider, because we've definitely flipped on its head that idea of classic liberalism. I think they're Republicans now. Mark Reardon next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.